self-appear in the Shah Khan who leads the transitional government, because two of them are symbol of hatred, are symbol of division. The leadership of transitional government, national unity, should be given to all the tribes. Should come outside the Dinka, should come outside the Nuers. If that's not the case, and then it is better for the military, military leadership of the both sides to take over the leads of the transitional government of national unity until they prepare. They prepare the constitution, they prepare for election. Then Riek Machar and Michel Fakir should stay aside until after the interim period. So, because now you are telling me that Michel Fakir, you want President Michel Fakir to become president, the world will not accept. You want Riek Machar to become the president, the Dinka will not accept. So the better way for peace to come is two of them to step aside.
Right now you're talking peace, but are you vowing with this splinter group to continue fighting? I mean, what are you going to do with the splinter group? Are you positioning yourselves as a political group, or are you positioning yourselves as a fighting force that is going to continue the war in South Sudan?
Yeah, I think we are a political group, but we are also a fighting force. Because now these people, they will abandon, not the first time to abandon commanders outside. Now this is cut time for Riek Machar to leave, to abandon his commanders. So I think that if he's going to sign that peace agreement for us, you, an international community, you should not accept, because it's going to be a disabled peace. Because the other general war will be outside. They will continue fighting the war until the total liberation, self-appeal, Riek Machar must go. And we think that any peace that should be saleable to South Sudanese is a peace that should come without self-appeal, Riek Machar.
Right now, it seems that your group is the only group that is saying that it will continue fighting even if a peace agreement is signed on Monday. Doesn't that put you at odds with the entire international community and even with the people, the millions of people in South Sudan who have been forced from their homes, the tens of thousands who are mourning people who have died in the conflict?
There's nothing wrong with the peace, but the problem is the leadership of the transitional government of national unity, based on President Riek Machar. So that agreement of Addis Ababa is the agreement that is going to only to secure the position of Riek Machar and the President.
One proposal from the international community, and specifically from IGAD Plus, is that South Sudan, that Juba should be demilitarized. The SPLM in opposition wants that demilitarization to be extended to all of South Sudan. IGAD is proposing that to keep the peace and maintain security, a foreign force would be brought into South Sudan made up of UN peacekeepers, AU troops. Are you in favor of that sort of proposal?
Yeah, I think that one is not a good solution, because that means people are not serious with peace, because while South Sudanese are being guided by other forces.
Okay, but you have to remember, after World War II, Japan and Germany had exactly the same thing happen to them. Look where both those countries are now.
Yeah, for us, I think, and that should be something. Why don't you go for a good peace? Because the issue of demilitarization of the capital, it cannot even bring the unity among the Nuers and the Dinka who are fighting. So why don't you encourage that the South Sudanese should be given a good peace, that they trust themselves, so they go back to their normal lives? For us, we don't have a problem for the international force to come and secure Juba when it is demilitarized. But I think that's not a good way, because you will not be looked very good by the other South Sudanese. Because South Sudanese, they have to rule themselves. They should be given a free time to rule themselves. Now, yes, they failed for 9 years, but the situation should be created that they should be created so that they govern themselves correctly. They should be given a good leadership. Because it actually was the leadership who killed South Sudanese. It's not South Sudanese who are wounded themselves. They created the war for themselves. It was created by the leadership.
Who are you proposing as a leader? Because you said you don't want Riek Machar, you don't want President Salva Kiir, and you said even that you would like the next leaders of South Sudan to be from outside the Dinka and the Nuer ethnic groups. So who are you proposing?
Right.
Who are you proposing should be the leader of South Sudan?
John, I cannot give you a person, name or a person. Yeah. But there are people in South Sudan who have the personality of quality to lead the South Sudan.
Are you going to register as a political group?
Next week we are going to declare, we have already actually agreed on a name, that we are going to form Federal Democratic Party. Federal Democratic Party is going to be the name of our political party. Then the name of the forces will be Southern Sudan National Army.